working out a strategy of how we can support our audiences, both prospects, guests, new business partners, existing business partners, to make sure that we can all work together to have the best outcome in your organization and in your profitability as a business builder. One of the critical things, I used a metaphor last week to describe my first week in the field. I got to the end of week one, and I found myself a little stressed. and as the first week came around, the second week came around, Monday morning began, and I went for a walk to kind of clear my head early in the morning and try to figure out what was causing me stress. And I concluded that I felt like I'd been thrown into a giant bowl of vegetable soup. There was a lot of stuff going on, but not a lot of structure or order to the activity. And it was causing me a bit of stress. And what was interesting was when I shared that metaphor last week, the amount of people that smiled and nodded, and the amount of people that emailed afterwards or sent me messages saying, I so relate to that feeling. Now times that by 10 years. This is how we've been feeling. And a lot of people related to that. So what we want to do today is announce what I consider to be a great blessing and benefit to everyone in the business. We're going to put together a schedule. I want you to know, I'm going to walk through it a little bit for you this morning. For those that are listening, this is really, really important for your business. As I've had discussions with different people and as I've looked at my experience in the field, looked at other people's experience in the field, as we've had lots of dialogue, we've identified some critical business types of meetings that need to take place in order to progress someone from a guest or a potential business partner or a potential customer through to becoming a purchasing customer or becoming a business partner, and then moving on from there to being an informed and educated and focused business partner or customer, and onto building a team and mentoring others and developing an organization. There is a flow, a rhythm, as Mike refers to, that he's advocated for many years, but there is this flow or rhythm that is necessary for people to move forward in their experience. So it's a life cycle and a journey that people are on. And we want to make sure that we accommodate that with as much support for you as possible. So first of all, I want to say thank you to everyone that emailed me after that call last week and volunteered their time, their services, and their skills to supporting the collective group. I love this because this wasn't a, this is for my downline kind of an approach or a response. This was a, this is for the Nikan field. Whether it's downline, upline, crossline, whatever line, we're all in this together. We've all got the same message. We all have the same strategy, the same plan, the same products. And critically, we're giving everyone the freedom and flexibility to speak in a way that is comfortable for them through this, what William Todd was speaking about last night on Rick's call, this omni-channel strategy of being able to diversify and represent a wonderful opportunity for everyone, whichever way feels comfortable for them. So I want to say thank you to everyone that was offering their services. You will all be called upon. Please be rest assured of that. I want you all to know, because I know that some haven't heard back from me yet, we will start the schedule. We will plan to start on the 1st of March. The 1st of March gives us a couple more weeks to firm up who is going to be leading which calls when, and to get a system in place of specific people. So for those of you that volunteered, I want to say thank you. I also want to give you the assurance and peace of mind that I'm going to start tomorrow. We want to get some time between now and when we start to make sure that we start properly and we've got things lined up so that people aren't stressed as they're scrambling to get ready, even though I know many people could jump in very quickly. So we will launch the schedule of calls and support guest services on the 1st of March, okay? Now, this is how it's going to be. On Monday through to Saturday, we're going to have morning, afternoon, and evening calls so that you can plug people in. You don't need to attend every single call. The purpose of the schedule is not for you to suddenly fill your time with attending calls. It's to free your time so that you can spend it on the activities that will be the most profit-generating, which is, for the vast majority of people, going out there and speaking to new people, to attract and to share our message with. The critical thing is, where do we point them? If you're having to spend your time talking to others and then having to do presentations or organize presentations or to host presentations for others over and over again on all sorts of different subjects, on top of that having upline or crossline that have got special calls on different subjects happening at different times, sometimes we just don't know where to look. And one of the great burdens of our day, not just in Nikan, but in the world today, is the incredible burden of too much choice. We can go to a supermarket and be overwhelmed with 100 different flavors of jam. And what on earth, what kind of choice do I make there with 1,000 different choices of cereal? Slight exaggeration there, but you see that everywhere we're bombarded with choice. So what we wanted to do was simplify the schedule for you so that you can spend the bulk of your time talking to new people. Oh, and by the way, we'll train you how to do that too. If you're getting stuck on, how do I find new people to teach or new people to speak to? That's all part of our process and schedule as well. But we want to give you the time to do what matters most, bring new people into your business, new customers, new business partners, and plug them into the system. But like I said, we're going to have different times of the day. There'll be 8 a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Pacific time, and 7 p.m. Pacific time. Now, each of these, I've used one time zone there just for the simplicity of expressing the times. We can make adjustments here. We're including in this, for your reference, some of these calls will be held in Spanish so that we can support our Spanish-speaking people. I think that's really important. At the same time, some of the 8 a.m. calls and the 10 a.m. calls will work very comfortably for our European audience. But at the same time, those that have got a big Spanish audience or Spanish-speaking group, Latin American group, we might want to use this as a template and customize the schedule a little bit for some more Spanish-speaking calls if you want to do that. At the same time, for our teams that are in the UK or in France or Germany, the same might apply there as well. We might want to take this template and overlay some UK-specific calls to accommodate your time zone, but use the same model and the same process. So what I'd like to do is explain a little bit about how these calls will work. I've provided some accompanying notes for everyone that will present to give some guidance on how it works. So critically, we've got 9 different types of calls. I'm going to go through each one quickly in their title, and then I'll go through a little bit about how we make these work for your benefit. So there is a flow, and hopefully you'll see as I go through these different calls, you'll see the relevance of each one depending on your audience. What we don't want to do is have a call for having a call's sake. Each call has a specific audience, a specific purpose, and a specific call to action. At the same time, every call will last no longer than 30 minutes. We want to recognize and stress that time today has a new currency. People are busier, they have more demands, they have more expectations, and unfortunately, they are more impatient. And so we need to respect that and target our message and craft it in a way that we can deliver everything with power in 30 minutes or less. I remember when I was a training manager, I put a picture of an apple cut in half on the wall behind me as I spoke to my trainers, and I said, cut it in half. Cut your words in half, but not your message. Yeah? We want to keep our message pure and rich and vibrant and dynamic, but we want to do it with half the words. That takes practice and it takes skill. But when we do that, we give so much more substance to our audience. And we don't want to do it by speaking twice as fast because that'll switch them off pretty quick. So every call, again, specific purpose, specific agenda, specific call to action, specific audience, and no longer than 30 minutes. So let me run through now the different calls and their audiences. The first one, prospecting versus contacting and inviting. So the objective of that call would be to teach people how to continually build your contact list and use different techniques to do so. We'll teach people how to invite people on their contact list and how to add people to their list each and every week. So we'll have a structure around that to help people, and we'll have some of the best people in our business that know how to do that well, providing the information and instruction there. Additionally, these calls will also be recorded so that if you have a particularly good one that you want to share with your prospective customers or distributors, or teammates that missed it, you can do that as well. The second one, a product preview. The purpose of that will be to introduce prospective customers to the Nikan product range and philosophy. And the call to action will be to invite them to register as a customer and place an order. We'll also invite them to register for AutoShip, what I refer to as our VIP member club, where they can enjoy 25% off their consumables. Again, there'll be that call to action to invite them to do that. The third type of call will be a business preview. We've had a product one, now there's going to be a business one. Again, 30 minutes in length. The objective of this will be to introduce a prospective business partner to the simplicity and power of the Nikan business. The call to action will be to invite them to join or learn more so they can make a decision to act. The fourth message, the fourth call will be a product training call. Again, 30 minutes in length. It'll be to educate and inform customers and consultants or prospective customers and consultants and invite them to participate by using the products. And we'll invite them to participate by sharing the products. So again, a strong call to action there. The fifth type of call will be how to get started. This will be to teach people that are on the call, which will be prospects, because I believe people that are interested will want to be involved in this, even if they haven't signed up yet, because they want to know how to get started. There'll be prospects, new consultants, or existing consultants, on the options of the good, better, and best, so that they can see how to start and what they can get in return. We'll teach them how to block out time in their week to schedule their business with specific focus, and we'll invite all participants to apply the principles taught now to move forward with their business goals. So there'll be immediate calls of action there. The great thing with that, of course, is if you're a mentor and you've got people you're working with, these calls are a great way to follow up on invitations that have been set in your mentoring process to ensure that they have a strong, positive experience throughout the week. The sixth one is how to get aligned. This one's a really important one. It teaches the importance of the weekly schedule, because people coming in will be new and we'll need to understand what is the role and value of the schedule of calls. We're going to have a call that talks about that so that people can understand, so they can see the value of it, where we can teach the Nikan culture, invite people to use the schedule, and invite people to be brand ambassadors of Nikan. So that's going to be the purpose of that call, will be to teach the importance of the schedule, teach the value of our culture, and invite people to use the schedule and to share it with their teams. Because again, this is a resource for you and your organization that you can plug into. It's available, you can plug someone in, and you can follow up with them afterwards, knowing that it's going to be a great call. It's your business. Again, 30 minutes in length. It'll teach people how to start. Strong. So we'll invite everyone on the call to launch or relaunch their business with strength and confidence. It'll focus specifically on the best option in the good, better, best presentation that has been promoted a little bit of late, which means it'll focus on the Nikan Reward Points Program, points minimum each month, the Business 21 Club, the Paragon Award, and it'll have some testimonials that will promote that. The eighth one will be how to lead. It'll teach people how to lead a team of independent entrepreneurs, leveraging the system and the fundamentals. And it'll invite everyone on the call to step up in their commitment to act like a leader. So this is going to be a great call as well. And the last one will be how to mentor others. And this objective will be to teach all people that are in the mentoring program how to maximize their experience and improve results. We will invite participants on this call to get involved in mentoring or being mentored in order to improve their performance. So these are the different types of calls that we're going to schedule into that time frame. Like I said, morning, afternoon, and evening we'll have different scheduled calls. What we will do is that we'll make sure that there will be a particular person that will host a particular call. They don't have to be the speaker every week, but if we rotate and have a schedule of different people that take responsibility for one of these calls, we can pull on different people that will be the voice. So one person might host the call, and another person might present. We might get a number of different presenters on that can share their experience. But we're always going to have a host, a presenter, and a couple of people that will give testimonials to that specific skill that is being taught. And there will always be a call to action. Like I said before, I am thrilled by the level of skill and experience that already exists in our organization and the amount of people that are volunteering and are ready and able and willing to jump in and to help everyone out. I want to promise you, ladies and gentlemen, as we utilize the schedule that will come into effect on the 1st of March, we will have incredible results that will come through. The critical thing is we need to be getting people on the calls. What I don't want to have happen, and I know you don't either, is that it's just the same people getting on the calls, listening over and over again. The objective of this is to bring people that are not in NECAM onto the call, onto the video conference, and to participate and listen. Some of these calls will be done via conference call, and if the presenter has notes for their presentation, they can email them out in PDF form to the group. So this is a great way to make sure that we use visual and kinesthetic techniques in reaching every different type of learner. We'll also have Zoom presentations, which will be visual. I was taught when I was a trainer the VAK training methods, which is visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. We all have different ways of learning, but what I found as a training manager was if I had a particular tendency towards one method of learning, I would typically teach that way to my audience. I had one trainer, for example, that was very auditory, which meant he spoke 90% of his lessons. But what about the person in the room that was visual or a kinesthetic learner? They would get left behind and they wouldn't learn the same. So we want to have blended learning techniques in the schedule of calls to accommodate the different types of learning patterns that people use. So we'll have video conference, which will allow you to watch as well as listen. We'll have conference calls, which will allow you to listen and participate that way. And we'll have handouts and presentations that you can use that you can go back and read over personally or share with others so that you've got some kinesthetic, as well as those call to actions, of course, some kinesthetic opportunities to get involved so that regardless of your learning style, you've got a way to participate and be involved. Critically, I want you to know that we will be promoting as the main platform, NECAM's e-learning platform that Jeff is leading and responsible for. There are some wonderful tools there where we have videos, quizzes, and opportunities for sharing that are important parts of this process. So, ideally, to edify NECAM and to support the strategies that they're putting in place, we would love to get this housed on my NECAM through the schedule, which, of course, we've got the facility to do that in the event schedule. So we're going to put this on my NECAM so that everyone everywhere can see what calls are taking place, who is hosting them, and, of course, the dial-in details for each one. I hope you can see the powerful benefit that will come from this. Everyone that gets involved in NECAM now has a chance to participate, to learn, to share, to contribute, and to grow all at the same time. But here is the great benefit of this business approach that we've got here, which I find very, very compelling. And I want to hark back a little bit to my experience as a training manager a number of years ago. So I talked about those VAK learning techniques and teaching techniques because I had people in my classes, sometimes from 12 different countries with varying degrees of educational ability, all needing to, or language skills, where I've been in a class with them for 4 hours, and I've needed to engage their attention and their energy levels and so on, and utilize multiple methods of learning and teaching techniques to grasp every member of the audience. But we also had a training method that we employed as well, and I want to touch on this for just a sec to highlight how the schedule and the participants in it really start to engage in this training method, which I find very, very exciting. The training method that we used, the training model was a 5-step process. Explain, demonstrate, practice, evaluate, and repractice. I learned and I taught that practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. So there needed to be a chance to practice, to evaluate, and then to repractice, so people could feel they could get it right. Critically, the explanation time was, if I took an hour, for example, of training, 2 to 3 minutes of explanation, maybe 2 to 3 or 5 minutes of explanation, 2 to 3 minutes of demonstration, and then 30 minutes of practice, followed by some evaluation, and then some re-practice to wrap up. You see how little I would do as the trainer in spokesperson. I did hardly anything. Most of the time was spent in practice, evaluation and re-practice, which was really important. So what does this have to do with the schedule? Power of it. First of all, you can see in advance, as a participant, I get to just know I can go on at this time, plug in, and I've got someone that's doing a presentation for me. Awesome. I can lead my prospects, my guests, my friends through a particular call. I know what the agenda is. I know how long it's going to take. I know what the call of action is going to be, and this is going to be great. We know it's going to have a standard of excellence because we've got some great experienced people that are leading it. So with confidence, you can throw people onto the call, not literally, of course, and have a good experience. It helps everyone out. But look at it from a training perspective as well. And this is where it gets really powerful. Now, let's take it through this explain, demonstrate, practice, evaluate, re-practice scenario. So, for the next couple of weeks, we have this where maybe I, as an example, I'll use me as an example, might take one of these calls. I will demonstrate it by doing it. So I might have someone that I'm mentoring, and I'm going to pull out Rachel Dayton, member of Team Kaizen, and she's a wonderful lady, just had a great success on some of her prospects. I want you to take over this call that I'm doing, because you've got some real skills here that I think would be a benefit to you, and experience and skill set. I think this would be an important opportunity for you to participate. I want you to watch carefully what I say on this call, and we'll discuss it afterwards. If I have a 5-minute call with her before, know that at some point she's going to be hosting this call. Now again, educational psychologists have proven that we learn at an accelerated rate when we learn with the intent to teach others. So now all of a sudden that Rachel knows she might be teaching this call in the future, she's going to listen with a different set of ears. So I do the presentation. Maybe I'm not even doing much of the talking because I hosted it and I've got someone else on the call that is actually doing the talking. And then we follow up afterwards. I speak to her and I say, what did you learn? What did I do here that made it worthwhile? What would I have done differently in order to make it better? And we evaluate it together. And then I say, next time I want you to just take the call. She jumps on, takes the call, and then afterwards we evaluate. What did you learn? How did you do? What would you do different? Now do it again. And then what you see now is this model becomes not a platform for top leaders, but it becomes a training environment for the next generation of leaders. So we have a structure in place that blesses and benefits everyone immediately with being able to channel their prospects and guests to these calls with purpose and focus. But we now have a live, dynamic training environment that helps us to develop the next generation of leaders. Isn't that powerful, ladies and gentlemen? Because now you listen to this, and we can have, for example, this isn't for diamonds and royal diamonds to lead the call. If we've got a product training, or if we've got a product preview with someone that's a silver that's doing a fantastic job of bringing new people in, I want to hear about it. It doesn't matter to me what the rank is. I'm interested in seeing what are they doing right now that works. And if someone had an experience last month where they went out and got 20 customers, why don't we pull them onto the call? And the host interviews that person, gets them to share what they did, not just the fact that they did it, but they shared the how-tos. What did you do to reach out? How did you do that? What did you learn? And what can we apply? And then we have a call to action and an invitation to act for people to be able to go out there and do the same. Don't you think that's wonderful recognition for the silver? Don't you think that's wonderful benefit to everyone else in the room that wants to hear another way to reach out and find new customers? Absolutely. So it provides a mechanism for recognition, a mechanism for training, and a time management mechanism that enables and empowers everyone in the business to get involved and have a great experience. I am thrilled that we've got so many people doing this, and I want you to know 1st of March is going to be a significant change in our business as we now couple these great products with these new prices, with the structure and system that trains anyone, regardless of their learning style, visual, auditory, or kinesthetic, whether they're brand new or mature in the business, whether they're a guest or they're a lifetime member of the company. It helps everyone move along. It provides recognition, provides training, generates the next generation of leaders, and provides an infrastructure that is reliable, dependable, and trustworthy, and publicized for upline, downline, crossline, whatever line, because we're all doing this together. And the great thing is, it offers diversity, it offers respect and validation for everyone, wherever they're at, that are doing well. And this is something that I just love, because LeeCan is a company that is all about people. Humans being more than sort of what we are and what we are all about. It is people. What is LeeCan? Technically, it is a piece of paper that legalizes or legitimizes the legal entity of the corporation. But what brings it to life? It's you and me. It's people on the call and people out there in the world that have an interest in what we're all about and want to make a difference. This is what makes us dynamic, is what makes us powerful, and it's what makes us great. It is people that'll make us great. So as we make people great in LeeCan, we will in turn make your businesses great and then the world a better place. So I am really excited. I just want to finish on one last note. We've been just 30 minutes on this call, so we're finishing a little bit earlier than normal, but I think we've filled it pretty full with some good information today. I just want to finish on this note. January, as Jeff started with, was a record-breaking month for customer acquisition. We got in, from what I understand, the same amount of customers, approximately, not down to the number, approximately, as we did from July through to December of 2015. That's huge. That's huge. But understand, that was a part of a multifaceted customer acquisition strategy. What I mean by that was, the goal there was not to bring in a load of customers to boost your check in January, or this check, which you get in February. It was all about customer acquisition, recognizing this model that is used the world over. The cost of investment, or the cost of acquisition, over the lifetime value of a customer, is what you want to look at. We don't want to look at acquiring new customers as a one-hit wonder, because that will drain your time and mean you've got to go out there month after month after month. Don't you want to find a load of customers and then have them shop from you every month and then just go out there and find your business partners to do that? Wouldn't that give you great time and time well spent? Absolutely. But what we want to do, of course, is convert these customers that have come in, that we've just acquired and that are now in your organization. Get them onto AutoShip. We've just introduced 25% off the consumables in retail customer orders. Share that with everyone that you've brought in. Show them the value of other product orders so that they're not just going to be a one-hit wonder. You will do yourself and your business a disservice if you brought a load of people in and then let them place one order and walk away. Because the discount does not pay you dividends until they place multiple orders. But we know that when people try our products, they love them. So we want to make sure that we expose as many people to our products as we can so that you can get repeat business month after month after month. So please understand, everyone in your team that brought in new customers, we need to reach out to them with vigor and determination and enthusiasm and support to make sure that all of these new customers are being recontacted this month to show them other products that they might get if they go out there and place a follow-up order. Send them a note, tell them you love them, thank them for their service, for their loyalty and their interest, show them some customer service, give them a reason to come back and shop again, and when you do that, that's when you'll start to see your checks grow and grow and grow, because they'll place orders month after month after month. That is the power of what we did in January. It is not reflected in February. It's reflected in October, November, December, when you see them still placing orders. That is the power of it. It's reflected November of next year when they're still placing orders. So you want to make sure that you look after them and take good care. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to say thank you. I have been thrilled. I am loving my new job. I tell you what. I had some conference calls yesterday. I was sat at the swimming pool, as you may have seen as I was posted on Facebook. doing ABC with my team in the UK. I've got a new person that I've sponsored in the UK. It's my younger brother.
Man, you're having way too much fun. We got to pull this back.
I'll tell you what, man. This is genuinely awesome. I just want to tell you, just while we've got a couple of minutes, I'll tell you a couple of things I've been doing just because I know people are interested. Because I've jumped from, I've taken a very unusual step, haven't I, of going from company president to a distributor. And it's unusual for me when I hear the name Royal Diamond. I see myself as a consultant. Yes, I'm in a Royal Diamond distributorship, but I've got to earn that title yet, and I haven't done that yet. Right now, I'm a consultant that has the Royal Diamond business brand. But I want to tell you a little bit about what I'm doing, just because I know, like I said, some people are interested. So I've recruited my younger brother. He lives in London. He's a 27-year-old graphic designer. He immediately wants to be a member of Team Kaizen, which is exciting. So he's got immediate goals this month to get his 500 points in. So he's on his way to making sure he hits that qualification. I was doing some ABCs with him yesterday. Spoke with a prospect of his who's going to sign in today, which was fantastic. So it was a couple in their 50s. She's a registered nurse. Wonderful lady. She's done a little bit of network marketing before, and she's good to go. Some more ABCs to do today with another frontline of his who is a stay-at-home mum. She's got a blog for her and her family. She's got a couple of young children. And she wants to learn how to use this in her business. So I'm going to be speaking to her and her frontline. Some ABCs lined up with my first level new direct, with his frontline and their potential frontline, all getting in on the calls together so we can get them going straight away. And I've got a couple of other people that he's got some further questions that are anxious to get going. So I've got a neat little team in the UK that's starting to build up. I'm really excited by it. I love it. I love the fact that I could sit by the swimming pool and have these calls and then get off the phone calls and celebrate by jumping in the pool in this 90-degree temperature in Southern California, go for a swim, and then go back and do a bit more business building. It was pretty nice. It was pretty nice. When I got home, I did a little bit of online marketing with social media. I've got over 100 new leads. Of people exclusively, specifically interested in our marine organic skincare, and about 50 leads of people that are interested in learning more about our organic 10-4 healthy, beautiful energy drink. And I've got more coming through. Even as we're saying, if I see what the update is, I'll have even more coming through. So I've been doing my customer acquisition. I've got my first customer order placed. And I've got more customers, hopefully, that'll be coming through shortly. So, as a consequence, like I said, I'm loving this. It's fun to do a little bit of online marketing. I know that's not everyone's cup of tea. But, darling, that's my approach. I'm really enjoying it. I've got to say thank you to Gary Bolton, who gave me a little bit of training on it, yesterday as well. And I'm speaking out with people and just having a great blast. But I love the fact that we can use the schedule to plug people into. Because that's what I'm going to do in the UK. They've got to have something similar that they can plug into. Keep it short, keep it tight, keep it fun, and keep it relevant. And then help them get going. But everyone that I speak to, interestingly, because I want the points, if they want to get on Team Kaizen, everyone that my brother is speaking to is immediately talking about, I want to be on that trip. I told them, this year it's an all-expenses-paid trip to San Francisco, 5-star luxury hotel, yachting around the Bay Area there. Absolutely awesome. You don't want to miss out on whatever it's going to be next year, but I look forward to hearing what it will be. But if you want to start with that, then make sure you're doing a bit of retail every month and help 3 people to become silvers, and then you're there. And they're starting with that goal. And so immediately, as they say, how do I get started? They're immediately talking to me about saying, how do I develop my silvers and how do I get my customers? I've got to do my 500 points straight away. And they're coming in halfway through the month, and they're making sure they do that no matter what by the time the month is out. So will, of course, all of that come together in perfection? I don't expect so. I know, of course, that people make these commitments and things don't always happen according to plan, but that's okay because in the meantime, we've got more people to speak to. So this is a lot of fun. I'm having a great blast. I'm going to work my tail off with my mentoring group to help them achieve their goals. I've got my mentoring team. All set up now. I've got my people that I'm doing specific mentoring with, where we've signed our agreements. We're still getting them sent into the office. And I've got some little incentives for my team of mentees that I've signed the agreement with to give them some encouragement as well, some fun rewards that I'm putting in place there. And we're having a blast. And I love my mentoring group. I love the team that I'm partnering up with. I love you guys. The message is fun, it's exciting, and it is just a time and a force to be reckoned with now in NECAM. So thank you very much. And again, if you've got any questions, please shoot them back to me. I'll be happy to help out as much as I can. And again, if you're on the call and you think you can contribute to any of these calls and want to offer your services, please again let me know so that we can include you in the schedule. Because, like I said, this is an inclusive thing, and there are lots of ways to reach out to a customer and lots of ways to help a customer have a great experience. So thank you very much, and I'm going to say goodbye and pass the time back over to Jeff.
Well, thank you, Ben. It's exciting what's happening here at the office. You know, when I heard you speaking about what you're going to do, I was just about ready to walk down to Mr. Pulley's office and say, yeah, Mr. Pulley, I think I want to go out into the field. I'm going to let you work with your team, everybody who's on the call today. This is exciting. January was wonderful. I know everybody, all of our wonderful leaders that are on the call today are going to do the same thing, guiding and leading their team. Ben, thank you again. Everybody, please have a fantastic week.